This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Teller County Sheriff's Office continuing to search for an escaped inmate. The Sheriff's Office says that Chancey Ray Caldwell had escaped from the jail in Divide. Caldwell was being held on $1 million bond at the Teller County Jail after being arrested in Cripple Creek following a lengthy pursuit and firing at officers back in November 2020. The Sheriff's officials say that residents urged to expect heavy law enforcement traffic in the area. We've heard of potential roadblocks in portions of Highway 67 along as Highway 24, and the Sheriff's Office has anyone who sees anything suspicious to are urged to contact them as soon as possible. More area school districts have announced their plans for student safety as they return back to class. Academy District 20, Lewis Palmer District 38, and Pueblo District 60, the latest to announce that they will not be requiring staff or students to wear masks during the upcoming school year. And as we reported, masks will be required for all students in all districts as school buses fall under public transportation guidelines, so masks on the buses will be a 100% guarantee. El Paso County parents appear to be happy that there will not be any mask mandates as school starts. Rebecca Sharbaum says that her son, not a big fan of the masks.
I think it's more distracting to his learning than it is helpful to preventing something that's not really going after kids anyway.
Retired teacher Debbie Forneau says that coronavirus is still too dangerous to be taken lightly in our schools.
My grandchildren are all wearing masks to school, whether they're required or not.
They can still spread germs, you know, and even though they're saying that this virus doesn't affect children as much, some children it does affect.
Dr. Brandy Freeman with Children's Hospital Colorado says that while they're not widely being required, masks still offer that best protection, especially for children under the age of 12 who cannot be vaccinated yet.
In terms of the policies that I've seen from a lot of schools, well, they may not require them. A lot of them have still had them as an option. So I would encourage you to have your child wear one if the school is not requiring them, to be as safe as possible.
The doctors at Children's also expect to see the next group of children under 12 approved for the vaccine sometime after September. However, there's been no firm date at this point. They do say whenever that date does come, they'll be ready to quickly administer shots to that next age range. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is linking an increase in COVID-19 to some local summer events. KRDO's Bryn Carman has details.
According to the weekly outbreak report, the MLB All-Star Game and concerts at Red Rocks Amphitheater are linked to roughly 100 positive COVID-19 cases. State health leaders did not say if the people who were infected were vaccinated or which specific All-Star Game events they attended. However, the state says nursing homes, jails, and college campuses are still the top three locations where the virus is being spread. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
KRDO News time is 8:03. Police in Pueblo have arrested a woman who is shown in a video putting her 5-year-old child in the trunk of a car. The video recorded Wednesday at a business on North Norwood Avenue. The woman seen in the video shoving the child into the trunk, then closing it, and only opens the trunk to let the child out after being confronted. Police made the announcement yesterday that they'd located 33-year-old Chelsea Ray Trujillo and arrested her on charges of child abuse and violating a restraining order. The 5-year-old child is reportedly safe and no apparent injuries. Colorado Springs police on the lookout for a suspect from an overnight carjacking. Crews called to the area of East Pikes Peak and South Academy just after midnight as the victim was assaulted by 3 individuals in a business parking lot. One suspect then took the victim's truck and left in an unknown area. The victim had minor injuries from the assault. No suspect description or description of the truck were provided. The investigation is continuing. The Colorado Springs Metro Vice team, along with El Paso County Sheriff's Office, announcing the results of a week-long illegal marijuana investigation. A total of 8 properties searched in Colorado Springs, Calhoun, and Rush. Investigators seized 459 plants, 51 pounds of refined marijuana products, 8 firearms, 2 vehicles, a Porsche and a Lexus, as well as $26,000 in cash. There are no details announced about what prompted that investigation or if there were any arrests made at this time. A Southern Colorado family grieving after their only 2 sons died after taking pills they did not know were laced with fentanyl.
Just from what I understand, it looks like oxycodone. And I mean, that's horrible that they would do that anyway, and we're just devastated that they wanted to try that, but they didn't know that it was poison, and that's what it was.
Shelley and Matt Revere's 2 sons, Stephen and Andrew, were 19 and 21 years old when they passed away due to those overdoses last week. The Reveres have opened up a memorial service for both their sons to the public. That ceremony is set to take place at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Fox Run Regional Park.
Areas of smoke and haze and hot temperatures for your Friday afternoon. 93 degrees, Colorado Springs, 100 in Pueblo. Isolated chance for a few showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, this evening. Overnight low Saturday morning in the upper 50s and low 60s and mainly sunny skies. A little milder Saturday afternoon, 88 Colorado Springs, 94 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.